anonymous in the city of Angels, Los Angeles, California, on Immaculate Heart Radio as well. You're up next. Hey, Anonymous.
Hi, how are you?
Great, sir.
Okay, before I ask the question, I just want to make it clear that I'm not an atheist, like, presenting an argument against Christianity. Uh-huh. I am a religious person.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But my question is, if basically the meaning of life is our race, you know, interacting with God, or however you want to word that, what is the point of this huge vastness of the universe?
It's cool. It's awesome. Yeah, that's the point. Now, I can expand on that a little bit. first thing is, God has chosen to create man in this life in a certain state, and that state involves having a body, which is even going to be true in the next life, but he's chosen to use in this life natural means as secondary causation in the production of the human body. So that means, among other things, that we need an environment to live on where we have a certain gravity and a certain type of atmosphere and a certain temperature range and a certain radiation level and various other factors that describe the situation here on Earth. We're designed by God to operate in that kind of environment. And so that means that we need at least the planet Earth and all of the material on it that our bodies are made out of. In point of fact, our bodies are made out of a number of different elements like carbon and oxygen and phosphorus and things like that. And those elements are not ones that would have been produced by the Big Bang itself. The Big Bang produced hydrogen, and it produced helium, and maybe some certain lower-order elements like that, but it didn't have the kind of conditions needed to produce the higher-order elements, including carbon and oxygen and phosphorus and things like that. Those were produced by a process known as nucleogenesis, and that happens when stars either release elements that they've taken hydrogen and helium and compressed them to the point that they form new elements, which are then released into the universe when the star sheds part of its mass, like in a nova, in a supernova, where the star undergoes a dramatic transformation that creates conditions where all kinds of new elements, including really heavy ones like gold and uranium, get created. And so in order to get the elements you need for the human body, you need stellar nuclear genesis to take place, and that means you need stars. And so thus we need it in order to create the body, the human body, the way God chose to create it. You need a big universe full of stars that are capable of creating the elements that go into the human body. Now, God could have done it another way, but that's the way he chose to do it. And so it's legitimate to say, well, why did he choose to do it this way? Why did he not just, you know, metaphorically snap his fingers and have all those elements come into existence? Well, he chose to do it this way, and one reason that theologians have discerned for why is because all of the different aspects of creation manifest God's glory in different ways. And so because he did use this marvelous secondary process of causation with a big universe full of stars to create mankind, or mankind's bodies, it illustrates an aspect of God's greatness that would not have been illustrated if he had simply done it himself all in a flash. And so it's a progressive unfolding of the glory and greatness of God, or, to put it in modern California speak, it's cool. So that's why he chose to make the rest of the universe when he could have done otherwise, because it's cool. It shows off his glory.
How's that, Anonymous?
That's a great answer. Thank you.
Do you like how Jimmy said he could expand on that answer?
Hey.
Yes.
Hey.
Good.
Hope it wasn't too dense.
Hey. My 10th grade math teacher, Mr. Roberts, told me that he believed that my head was made of a bag of hammers.
Uh-huh.
So not carbon, but maybe
iron.
Iron, right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Anonymous in Los Angeles.
Thank you.
All right. Interesting call.